Now, the latest headlines from DallasNews.com.
In its final meeting before summer recess, Dallas City Council voted Wednesday on a plethora of impactful items. The council unanimously approved regulations that will require bike and scooter share operators to get permits, and they'll be forced to pay the city per vehicle. A few brief comments were followed by a unanimous council vote to authorize the $173 million settlement for the last of the police and fire pay lawsuits. And in a series of votes, the council decided that green is good, a rewrite of the city's tree preservation ordinance, known as Article X, passed unanimously after a decade in the making. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy's retirement creates the possibility that President Trump will nominate a Texan for the seat. Don Willett, a Texas judge serving on the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, made Trump's shortlist of 11 potential nominees before the president selected Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch. He's still on the list Trump said he'd be looking at now. Willett previously served on the Texas Supreme Court. Two booming Texas cities are seeing some of the smallest apartment rent gains in the country. Austin apartment rents were unchanged from a year ago, and Dallas rents rose by less than 1% in a new nationwide rental market update from Richardson-based RealPage. More than 30,000 apartments are still under construction in North Texas and will be delivered in the next couple of years. Former Texas Rangers franchise catcher Pudge Rodriguez said Wednesday plans to open a family-friendly pizza restaurant, and he plans to open it at the Texas Live mixed-use district in Arlington, which is set to open in August. Rodriguez said he plans to spend time at the restaurant, greeting fans and smiling for photos. And here's what's happening in the rest of the world in 1 minute. The Republican-led House resoundingly rejected a far-ranging immigration bill Wednesday, despite an 11th-hour endorsement by President Trump. A white police officer was charged Wednesday with homicide in the death of an unarmed black teenager who was shot in the back while fleeing a traffic stop, a shooting that has fueled daily protests around Pittsburgh. A shirtless man clad in only boxer briefs and white sneakers forced Los Angeles traffic on the 110 freeway to a halt Wednesday when he scaled a highway sign, rolled out protest banners, and began dancing. He, of course, was arrested. Apple and Samsung have settled a high-stakes patent dispute. And finally, Michael Jackson's father, Joe Jackson, died early Wednesday in Las Vegas. He was 89.
Dallas Morning News subscribers get rewarded with our exclusive Plugged In program. Learn more at DallasNews.com/subscriber rewards.